Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of Prayer and Tarot. So, of course, as usual, I'm going to be answering all of your guys' prayers that you submitted to me online. If you don't know where to do that, go to onyxhealing.com and you can submit a prayer and I'll answer it here. Welcome if you're new. This is Reverend Sydney Finn, in case you don't know. And what I am going to be doing is going through all of the prayers that I have received to my email. And from that point, I am going to basically come up with an incantation of some sort that's to the effect of, I'm in agreement for. So your job on the other end is to say, yes, I'm in agreement for X, Y, and Z to happen. And that is going to create a collective container and manifestation for that prayer to become a reality. And through this, we will have a massive impact on people's lives. What do you know? Who could have thought this could be so simple? All right, anyway, let's dive in. So I'm going to go ahead and get started. This first prayer is anonymous, but this one is about the flow of income. So I am in full agreement for there to be resolution in your financial situation. And it seems like you're really clear about this being a good thing in the long term, but the present time stress and transition can be kind of crazy making and chaotic. So I am in full agreement for you to have an easeful transition into this new stream of income, this new financial layer that you're breaking through. I'm in full agreement for you to kind of use this transition as just a lily pad to get out of your comfort zone, and then from there, getting better and better and better. So I'm in full agreement for everything that you need to be met, for all of that money to come in easily, effortlessly, and for this to just be a path that's unfolding for you, and for your higher power to be leading the way and making your divinely guided action clear and easy for you to take action on. All right, Megan, this one is for you. I know you and I have worked on this a bit before. So I am in full agreement for you to have an easy, buttery, smooth transition into a career that is purposeful, meaningful, sustainable, lucrative, creative, and for this process and transition to be immediate. I'm in full agreement for inspired action to be made clear. I know that can be one of the biggest barriers, is like, what the hell do I do? So I'm in full agreement for this to be made clear, and I'm also in full agreement for you to have the strength to listen and take action, because that's the other piece that might be missing. I am in full agreement for this to guide you into fulfillment, healthy contribution on the planet, and success, no matter what you are or aren't seeing in present time. So I am in full agreement for all of that. And just remember, why would God not be able to provide you with a fulfilling job? Especially if you want to serve the world. I mean, that's a no-brainer, right? You can just say, hey, put me to work. Let's do this. Just support me and I will do your work. And so that is definitely something that's available to you. Okay, this next one is anonymous, and it looks like your cat passed away today. I am so sorry for the loss of your friend and pet. I completely hear you on the grief and guilt that you're experiencing. And I'm in full agreement for your personal forgiveness of yourself or any decisions that maybe were or were not made in the process of his graduation from Earth. And I'm in full agreement for you to have some heart healing in this process and for there to be tenderness and ease as you're grieving, as well as your husband's grief. I'm in full agreement for your cat to have a safe transition into the next realm. And if you would be open to it, don't forget you can always ask for him to visit you in a dream. That is something that I have a friend who does every time, because she rescues older cats, and then when they pass, she invites them to let her know that they made it across okay. And so that is just a suggestion if you're interested in doing that. But I'm in full agreement for you and your family's healing and for your overall well-being. We've got another anonymous one. I am in full agreement for the support of your friend and her family who were in a boating accident. I'm in full agreement for recovery and for everyone who is involved to get the things that they need regarding their healing and resources and recovery. I am in full agreement for there to be archangels just surrounding this situation and supporting everyone involved. Full agreement for all of that. Okay, Diana, this one is for you. I am in full agreement for the safety and health of you and your two daughters. And I see that you're going through some family court issues with their dad, and it's kind of like all the dust is kicked up with that. And I'm in full agreement for whoever is involved in the court proceedings to be able to see through any veil of deception and for the situation to be resolved in whatever capacity it needs to in order for the highest good for everyone involved and affected. I'm in full agreement for you to be able to protect your daughters in whatever capacity you need to, and for there to be clarity restored to everyone involved in the court proceedings, regardless of what circumstances may be going on. I'm in full agreement for you to be seen and for your husband to be seen for exactly what's going on there and who he is in this process as things unfold. Full agreement for highest good, full agreement for things working out and clicking into place however necessary. All right, everybody, that is all for the prayers this week. Thank you so much for holding space. Now let's go ahead and move on to the tarot. I actually have two decks that I'm going to be using this week because we do have the Pisces full moon happening, I believe, Friday morning. And 2 years ago, this moon really knocked me on my ass. So for those of you who are having a hard time, my heart goes out to you because I know that Pisces moons can be a real bitch. So let's go ahead and pull some cards for this. The first, just regular old tarot card that you guys need to know about, or we all need to hear. What's coming through? We have the Page of Rods. So this is going to be a good time to evaluate, do some inspecting. Are you moving in a direction that you want? Are you just viewing a goal as somewhat of a distraction? Really evaluate your priorities. What's important to you? What's not? Where do you want to go? Who do you want to be? What type of expression do you want to have in the world, in this lifetime, in this incarnation? I think this is good to do some big picture evaluating for the next week, like really start to get into the zone of, what do I want for 2020? It's so interesting because September usually indicates the beginning of the time when I start focusing on what do I want for 2020? Like this is when your goals and dreams and ideas might really start taking shape. So you're going to have a good opportunity to clear out some clutter with this full moon. Anything that's been distracting you, you know, that Pisces energy can kind of make you a space cadet. So because of that, it's actually a great time to get rid of the cosmic trash that might be floating around or any ideas that aren't actually yours and aren't actually your ideas. This Virgo sun is going to make it really nice for us to drop into our body to kind of flush out any pipe dreams that aren't resonating with us and for us to be fully embodied and focusing on what's best, right, and true for us in this lifetime. So great time to focus on goals, focus on your mission, focus on what is best for you. And that's going to be something that you can carry forward through even the end of the year. So just do some evaluating. If you've ever done like the Wheel of Life, where you evaluate each area of your life, that can be kind of fun as well, just in case you want to do some more evaluating around that. Okay. And let's go ahead and pull one more card from the Sovereign Oracle. See what's going on. Sovereignty, be the ruler of your domain. Wear your crown with pride. You've earned it. Stand in your power and your inherent deservingness. Ooh, I like this one this week. So part of this has to do with the internal story that you've created about your deservingness, as well as you kind of reclaiming your power around the things that you are able to create and the things that you are able to call into your life. So start viewing your experience as something that is within the realm entirely of your creation. So everything that you experience is something that you can create through. And so that's what this card is really highlighting. You're the creator. Use the imagination space. Use the astral. Use the blueprints that you have. Use your innate talents, gifts, and abilities in order to push yourself a little bit further around your creative space. It's very easy to fall into the trap of, because X, Y, and Z is happening on the external, that means that I'm not in control, or I don't have any power, I don't have any rulership over what's happening in my life. And we all have moments when we feel that way, but this is time to kind of take some of that power back. Declutter your thoughts and your blueprints this week with this full moon and restore it however possible. With whatever it is you would like to create, if you had control over everything, what would you invite into your space? What would you call in? If you could ask for anything, what would you ask for? And start working with those mechanics a bit more. Rather than focusing on, oh, this thing isn't working out, put all of your attention on what is working, what do I need, what am I calling in, what am I creating, do I need a miracle, show me a miracle, do I need money, show me the money, and start working from that headspace, and you might find some wild stuff happens this week. All right, everybody, that is all that I have for you today. Thank you so much for hanging out with me and holding space for everybody who is needing prayers, and I appreciate you all so much. Thank you so much for just hanging out, spending time with me. And I will see you on the internet. I'll see you on YouTube and Instagram. And as always, if you need to work with me, you're more than welcome to book a session. Go to onyxhealing.com. And if you want to join Psychic Defense, that is available. You can go to onyxhealing.com and there's a big button that says classes and it will take you right over there. All right, everybody, I will talk to you later and have a beautiful week and a beautiful Pisces full moon. Have a good one. Bye-bye.